You're with Paula Kruger on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
So speaking of jobs, we have a bit of good news for you here on a Friday morning. So imagine sponsoring a child who lives in Kenya and then finding yourself nearly 30 years later hiring him for a job. Now, it sounds incredible, but that's exactly what Perth engineer Dave Meaney has done, and he joins us to tell us about it now. Good morning, Dave. Please start with, how did this come about?
Hi, Paula. How did it come about? I think in 92, I changed into my second job, and my wife and I decided to use the pay rise to sponsor some kids. So Anne sponsored a child in Senegal, and I sponsored a child in Kenya.
Yes.
And I guess that's where it all started.
So that was back in 1992. What were your expectations back then?
Oh, look, just like any other sponsor, I think, of sponsor children, you hope that your $30 a month is doing some good to the family or to the child or to the community. That's really all we... expected, to be honest.
And Dave, tell us about Francis Mwanu.
So Francis was 3 years old when we sponsored him, and I suppose for the most part, until he was 15, it was just the odd letter, which mostly I give credit to Anne for writing, and the direct deposit, the direct debit from the bank account. So as I say, it was just like any other sponsor child arrangement that that people have. When Francis was 15, we arranged through CCF, the sponsor fund, to visit. We were going on a holiday that incorporated Africa, and we wanted to visit Francis. So
did that visit change things a bit?
Oh, yeah, that changed things a lot.
How did it change?
It made real the relationship, I think, between Francis and our family. So rather than a photograph and some letters, it was so much different. So we met Francis, we met his mum, we met the village people. We were so humbled by them, and also quite taken aback, I guess, by the poverty and so on. Just, you know, from the whole village and whatever, it changed things a lot.
So he became, and it sounds a strange thing to say, but he actually became a real person with a family and a community.
Yeah.
And so how did that lead to employment and you actually hiring him for a job?
So I suppose, yeah, that's still a big leap. So we continued, following that visit, we continued to sponsor Francis. Our kids were so moved also by the experience, and they from then on, used their pocket money to sponsor a couple of kids from the same village. So we were a family of four with four sponsor children. And that, I guess, just ran its course. So at some point, Francis, you know, we were trying to encourage Francis to get a secondary education, and we were doing whatever we could through Child Fund and CCF to make that happen. But it ran its course, and Francis finished with the program as a young adult, and we lost track for a while, and then one day, thanks to Facebook and the internet, Francis hunted us down, and we started a conversation again.
Well, so thanks to Facebook, you got in touch again, and then you thought, hey, I need someone for a job?
So it's still a big leap.
Yes.
Paula, because,
there's some great big leaps here. I'm loving it.
So, no, not at that stage. I think always in the back of my mind, you know, Francis was just like any other young boy that follows a leader, I suppose. So for maybe a father figure or whatever, but I was an engineer, so Francis at some stage, just like my own son, said, you know, I want to be an engineer. I guess I wanted that for him. In the end, he didn't do that. He did secondary schooling.
Right.
He was, you know, in terms of his presence on Facebook, he was a bit of a businessman. He set up an ice cream shop in Nairobi, which was about 300 k's from his village, to make an income. And, as I say, we just kept in communication.
Yeah. And so what does Francis now do for you, Dave?
So last year we met Francis and his mum in Cape Town. We were going on a holiday and decided to try and visit in Nairobi. And one day I just woke up and thought, how about we don't try and get to Nairobi? How about we fly Francis and his mum to Cape Town and they can enjoy the holiday with us? So that's what we did last year.
Yeah.
And that was an amazing experience. It was just such a beautiful holiday. And we got to know Francis and, of course, his mum on a whole new level, Francis now being, 29 or so. And I guess during that holiday I was kind of mindful of the idea of having Francis as an employee. And so we had a conversation about that in person over there and then followed up with that a little bit later. So Francis is a virtual assistant.
And right.
I guess virtual in the case that he works at one end of a computer and our office is, a long way away at the other end. So he's basically a PA, or personal assistant, but
based
in a virtual sense.
Oh, okay, so he's based in Nairobi?
Yep.
Yeah, and so what are the... I mean, I'm guessing that you need pretty good internet speeds for that. How are you able to cope with that and the technology?
Yeah, so funnily enough, in terms of internet speeds, Nairobi is way ahead of Australia.
Oh, really?
And certainly where I am in West Leederville, we pay for additional Wi-Fi because we still don't have NBN yet. So the internet issue, you'd straight away think you're dealing with Nairobi. How does that work? Is it still dial-up? No, they're streets ahead of us, I'm embarrassed to say. So
yes.
That works really well. So his connection's fast, our connection's fast. So we basically just... it's like logging in the same office in terms of speed.
So is he a good employee?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, so he's a very genuine guy. He learns like everybody else. He makes mistakes and deals with that. But he's very genuine, and I think, any employee worth their salt has to be that sort of person before they become skilled at something. So I'm committed to Francis and we're skilling him as well as we can. So he's moving away from doing menial things.
Yeah.
He's worked for us for a year now. So he certainly does the things I don't want to do, and there's lots of those. but he's managing our document control now in the office. He's very much in conversation in our office to get things done. So, yeah, a valuable addition to the team.
And just finally, what has it meant for you, David Meaney? What has it meant for you to knowing Francis from when he was 3 years old through the sponsorship and now being able to offer him a job?
I think over the last 24 hours it means a whole lot more. We told our story on Channel 10 last night.
And so what is it telling your story and like telling us about it now, that's what's brought it home to you?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I've carried this story in my head for so long.
Yes.
And, I think as Australians we play ourselves down a lot.
Yes.
And I've been doing that. And if I can let that go, I think this is an amazing story and it's an inspiration to everybody that has a sponsor child to know that they're making a difference.
Okay.
No matter how big, how small,
Yes. Look, David Meaney, thanks so much for telling us about it. That's David Meaney. He's a Perth engineer, and he was able to hire Francis Mwanu, a man he started sponsoring in Kenya when Francis was just 3 years old.
Breakfast.
His name is Ben. He's 21 years old, and he can tell you...